American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
My 31, three common kids wife 30 of 7 years separated, then had affairs. Now some childhood trauma came up and I don't know how I can or if I even should get rid of the hope of reconciliation. To cut a long backstory short, my wife 30 and I 31 have been living separated for about 1.5 years, married for 7 years. 1 year of it in the same house because of our three children currently living with me, but the new agreement will be 3 and 4 days in alternation with each of us parents. Before the separation there was a marriage crisis, also some bad bedroom problems which we have tried to solve with professional help, but at this time she probably already did not want any more. Before the new arrangement we saw each other regularly and also talked. Now she has recently remembered that as a child Shah had a very traumatic experience which was probably triggered during the marriage crisis. There are also parallels to what happened. She will discuss this and other unprocessed with a psychologist and has already made an appointment. Since she moved out, she has already had several affairs because for her the marriage only exists on paper anymore. She is also more or less looking for something new, but is also still unclear what she wants at all. Before the childhood trauma came out, I was actually ready to inform myself about divorce law steps because I realized there was no hope. But since I know about that trauma, I am not really sure anymore. Somehow I have the hope that through the psychological talks that are pending, she can process all the problems and pain from the time before me and also what happened in the crisis and then possibly imagine coming back. I know the chance of this is extremely small and it would probably be healthier for me to just make the cut, but somehow I can no longer let her go so easily because of the new knowledge. Her understandable reason why she doesn't want to try it again is the lack of trust and the fear that it will fall back into the old pattern after a certain time. I'm pretty messed up emotionally and also scared of the decisions I'll probably have to make and accept. I think I need someone with a neutral point of view. If anyone has any tips on how I can change my mindset to stop seeing hope, I would also appreciate it. Update: confronted my wife that I read her messages with the other guys. Kicked her out from the kids' birthday party. Some time has passed since my last post. Small recap. Wife moved out a while ago. In the meanwhile met and had Timeul contact with other men. Due to new findings childhood trauma, for which she now wants to go to therapy. Not sure if she actually doing it, I was not sure whether I should have hope or not. I have since tried to keep the contact to a minimum and only discuss things that concern the children. This has worked more or less well. We still had a lot of contact especially because of the upcoming birthday of one of our children. I felt better, but of course still had many bad thoughts about what she does or doesn't do in regards with men. During the last conversation she assured me that she will not meet any other men anymore, because she doesn't want to and she has to find out what she really wants first. I was sure that she does it anyway, but had no proof. Then was the birthday of my child. We were together with the family, she was of course also present. For me it was super weird. I felt really uncomfortable as she does one unhappy life and speaking like a friend to me, while everything is broken. I also felt that something was weird. The kid's birthday party was planned for the day after. I called her in the morning and told her I thought it would be better if she didn't come, the kids were with me that day anyway. I explained why, but she insisted on coming. The party was going well, kids had fun and all. But I couldn't resist and then it happened. I couldn't stand it. I checked her cell phone and read the messages that she was of course seeing one or two men and that they were also coming to her house and spending the night. I must say that I mentioned several times that I didn't want my children to sleep in the same bed where she was doing things with men. She agreed with me and said she didn't want that either. In an angry reaction, I told her to leave the party. When she asked why, I told her that I had read her messages. After that it escalated a bit. She was angry because I have disregarded her privacy. I did not care. I told her how she can be so dishonest and she should leave. Told her that I never want to see her again. She tried to justify herself with sentences like I tried not to see him again, but I'm only human and weak and blah blah blah. It got a bit ugly in the conversation, but then she left. Later, I got a message where she admitted to sleep with men and that she will continue to meet with the one. She said she doesn't give a shit about me now and she doesn't care about my feelings anymore. She said how great the S time is and that she has orgasms. She literally wrote that. She also wants to report me for violating her privacy. She thinks I hacked her phone or installed some software, but I still had a fingerprint registered and said I provoked her. For me, this was the final line. I now have an appointment with the lawyer and will file for divorce. But what takes me hard is the sentence about the S time. I realize that she wrote that out of anger to hurt me, but it still knocked my confidence. Our S time life was always okay, but nothing special. I was her first and she was always rather reserved to discover her own S time ool passion. Had also mentioned earlier that she liked her experience. I am also afraid that now it will come to an ugly divorce and it will be more of a rose war. Also, regarding the children and the fact that they will eventually see their mother with another man. I had a conversation yesterday with my daughter close to 10 yo who doesn't want to be with her mother because she feels uncomfortable there. She was sad because she wants her mother to move back in. I tried to explain to her why that is not going to happen. I told her that it has nothing to do with the children, that mom still loves her and that I love her more than anything and will always be there for her. I am not sure how much I can tell my daughter. Something like that she is dating other men I think is rather wrong to say. I'm also really scared about the future and how I will feel. How my kids will be, how long it will take me to get over my wife, etc. I'm also not sure what to expect from the post. Probably I just need some encouraging words about the four paragraphs. Update, 2-month update, STBX wants some sort of absolution. Don't know what to think about that, but it makes me angry in some way. A quick update on my story. It's actually not long ago that I posted the last one, but it feels like an eternity. Recap. STBXW has slept with other men. I confronted her at our son's birthday party, bad choice but knee-jerk reaction, and kicked her out. She also wanted to report me for violating her privacy. She thought I had installed something on her phone or hacked it or something. What happened since then? Sorry, wall of text. I wanted to limit the personal contact to absolute minimum and only what is necessary because of the children, and started to follow through. A couple of weeks ago, I had planned a ski weekend with my kids. Just before we left, one of my kids started making a scene because it didn't want to clean up the room. This led to discussions and to the point that the child said it didn't want to go with me and want to stay with its mother. So I told the child to call the mother and clarify it. Of course it wasn't an option, because of work and who knows what else. I was very emotionally charged at this time because I was really looking forward to the weekend and so were the kids, and because I still blame my STBX for the shattered situation and how my kids feel. I had talked several times with said child how it feels, and of course it's doing really bad with it, quite the opposite of what the mother thinks, that it must have no effect on the children. Anyway, I then took the phone, because I wanted a confirmation of what is now the matter. It got a little out of hand again, because I expressed to my STBX what I think about it and why it happened. She hung up on me and I sent her a one-line email with the words, "You can hang up, but that doesn't change the truth." The whole thing was like before an emotional act on my side. Meanwhile, I managed better to let the situation cool down first and then react see later. This in turn triggered a very long answer from her, also definitely emotionally written, in which she described her truths. I will not elaborate here, but it was about what I did wrong and how I treated her wrong. Also, that she doesn't regret the affairs, WTF, one of them led to an abortion. How can you not regret that? So again, completely trying to shift the blame and responsibility onto me. Also, and this is the critical point, she wrote, "The truth is that I don't want you in my life anymore and I am ready to divorce you." I took the opportunity to respond to reveal shit and present things objectively to show her what kind of bubble she's living in, and I took the opportunity to point out to her that she's going to get a letter from my lawyer soon anyway about the divorce. I explained to her in detail and objectively why and why I have no more hope for us. And then came the answer, "I did not intend to divorce, but apparently you have planned and organized everything. Please what?" 3-5 hours after she wrote about the divorce, she already changed her mind? I did not care and I did not go further into it by replying. The fact is that she is screaming for a divorce with all her behavior and things she says. Maybe not in her illusory world that she has built up. Because according to her ideas, we would probably stay married, be a family with everything that belongs to it, but she may continue to see other men. This has shown me that she is absolutely not aware of what she has done and has not reckoned with consequences. Presumably, she must have been shocked with my information. Since then, our contact has been almost exclusively related to the children. I have set up an app with a shared calendar and through which we can communicate child-related. Some time has passed, I was again with the children 1.5 weeks on ski vacation and we had a great time. In this first week I reckon that she got the letter from my lawyer. Since I heard the whole time nothing, I have assumed any reaction. I was already happy it would go harmoniously. On Friday 2 weeks ago came the expected reaction. She wrote a text message that she had received the letter and would read everything very carefully. I could literally feel her anger. She then made a few comments about the content which showed me that she was very emotionally charged. She probably thought at the beginning that I was just making an empty threat, and now she has seen that this is not the case. As mentioned before, I also think that she is slowly realizing that her house of cards and wishful thinking is collapsing and she has to bear the consequences herself. 3 days after she received the letter, she wrote me the following message. I will translate it roughly. Dear Manas 12, I have been longing to apologize to you for everything that happened, that you had to suffer because of me and that I hurt you and that everything is destroyed. But I also want to thank you that I could grow up with you. I hope you know that I will always be there for you when you need me, and I mean it. Since we didn't make it as a couple, I would be very happy if we could be good parents for the children, function harmoniously, give them security. I hope I have expressed myself clearly. Thank you. What should I even think about this? What is she apologizing for? For everything? Of course, that makes it easy to not have to reflect properly. So she doesn't have to deal with what she did and still hopes for forgiveness from me. She is always there for me? WTF, that was part of the vow and obviously she didn't stick to it. Thanking me for growing up? Again, obviously she hasn't learned the most important lesson, how to handle crises, and by that I mean the initial marriage crisis that probably triggered this and after which she ended up in a continuous downward spiral. She clearly wants absolution from me. I don't think she is waiting for an answer from me. I think it's more that she has now said the things she wanted to say and thinks she can now feel better about it. She also said at one point that she will now start to try to see things more positive. Basically what I said her for years, and now she's doing it as she already destroyed our family. I am now for 1 week to think, yay, no emotional reaction, whether I should give her the satisfaction or take away from her by an answer. Namely, to hold her again the truth before eyes and the things I mentioned above. I know, NC and all. But in this case I don't think she is looking for contact but rather absolution. And my answer would be then only to smash her this desire and possibly now inner peace, which I assume by the vague wording of this SMS and action itself. Oh, and because of the report for abuse of privacy. She has at some point claimed that she was at the police, but she will not report me. Of course not, probably she was told that she has nothing in hand and would only make a fool of herself. The divorce itself is initiated, but it takes between 6-12 months until the whole thing is through. What do you think? Should I answer or rather not? It's not about wanting to save the marriage somehow. I don't see any hope for it. Also, I would not want it at all, with my wife as she was before maybe, but she has changed so much for the worse and is now no longer the same. Update, I don't want her to be happy. I am struggling hard and am somehow more hurt than before. A week ago I had written and now I need advice again. I am struggling hard and am just hurt and angry. Against my deepest desire of revenge, I have not responded to the message of my STBX last week because of the advice here. But the whole thing just won't let me go. I am sure she is living her life right now and is happy. Finally, out of the marriage, I filed for divorce, what she probably wanted for a long time. She probably even has a new relationship already. I think that because of the following. I got my oldest child a cell phone with which the kids can call me when I'm out of the house and whatnot. On it is also the number of the mother stored, because otherwise the kids use the home phone, which is much too expensive. Now it happened that my eldest has tried to call the mother who is not picked up. STBX then later sent a text message to the kid's phone asking who the number belongs to. At 10 p.m. the cell phone was called with a suppressed number, 3 minutes later from the mother. So since I don't think my ex knows how to suppress the number, she was not alone. In addition, I had contacted her Saturday through the co-parenting app because she had forgotten to do something kids related. The answer was that she could only do it on Sunday. So she was definitely the weekend away, probably with her new guy. What I want to get at. I really want NC, but it seems that there is always some info coming to me that gives reason for speculation. And I absolutely cannot handle the fact that my ex is already happily in a relationship. She has no right to it in my opinion, while the kids and I suffer. Just simple because she apologized, which probably wasn't even meant seriously, and then just start building a new life as her way. This is killing me and I don't know how to deal with it. I don't want this to constantly haunt me and make me feel bad because I'm triggered everywhere. I'm probably additionally so angry because I know that as a divorced male with 3 kids, it's virtually impossible to meet a woman I know because I tried, even though I don't think I am ready. I also tried without stating that I have kids, which worked better, but sure that won't lead to a real relationship. Of course she has no problem finding someone. As a good-looking and naive young mother, you are certainly an easy target or fetish of some. I doubt that most of them want something serious but just take advantage of it. But if you are so ignorant and naive not to see that, you are happy in the moment, right? And I do not wish that for her, even though I know that this definitely suggests a bad character trait of mine. How do you deal with it? How to change the mindset and don't care about her anymore? Why do I love and hate her at the same time? A couple of nights ago I woke up and thought, yeah, probably I would take her back and try to see it positive, like that she has now made her experience and knows what she want. I mean, WTF, how can I even think that? Redditor's reactions. Redditor 1, your mind is still in early stage, a confused, anger, frustration, pity is gather in one place. Take a time, let's solve one by one. First let take care about your kids. They need you. Get them happy all time, spend some time for them. Make a vacation, play a game, etc. Then take an anger to the right place, like gym, kickboxer class, taekwondo until you exhaust it. Then spend your money to groom yourself again, what you like before. A car? Dress like young man again, cut your hair to style you like. Remember, you do this for yourself, not for her, not for any female human being in this world, just for yourself. Then get your buddy to get social again. For your ex, just be pity to her. Pity is different than love. Have you ever feed a stray cat dog in a street? That is pity, you can feel it. You don't need to push yourself to have pity for someone. It will exist in your soul naturally. Have pity to her, she is your kid's mom. Set your boundary when talk text to her. You don't need to know who she gonna F today. You have done your good job to her before, now time for yourself. Hope you keep strong for your kids. Op answer, makes sense. How do I move forward regarding my mind? Is it just time? It seems like I move forward, but then events like the mentioned one happens and throwing me all the way back. About the other things. I do all of that besides meeting other people, so I guess I'm somehow on the correct way. I understand how that theoretically translates to mental health, I just have the feeling that it does not translate somehow. Great tip with the pity. I'll try to figure out how to implement it when hopefully not we see us sometime. I might have not communicated the boundary, I'm not sure if I've mentioned it before to her. It's the unintentional information that somehow flies to me where I then make assumptions. And sure, I can't prevent them, I guess. Redditor 2, it does not matter if she is in a relationship or not. Eventually you will in one as well. It seems you have not changed your ideal mental identity of her to a more accurate identity. You seem to be caught up in who you thought she was and have not come to the conclusion that that person never existed but made up in your mind. Don't rush healing and don't date before you are ready. You taking notice that you are not and taking steps not to are a good bit self-reflection and would be unfair to them until you are in the right headspace. Op answer, I know it doesn't matter as she's not part of my life anymore. It's just so damn unfair. So how do I break out of this ideal mental identify of her? There is this saying that to overcome a relationship, the fastest way is to fell in love again. What do you think about that in regards to healing process? Redditor 3, don't undersell yourself. Take time to heal and get the kids live stabilized. You may be surprised at how much interest comes your way once the dust is settled and you have your head straight. For now, eat right, exercise, do a few hobbies you left in the past if childcare permits. Just focus on being the best you possible for you and your kids. There are legions of quality women looking for a worthy partner that doesn't get nearly the glamorous treatment bed hopping does in this day and age, but that's where a truly happy future is. Op answer, thanks. Yes, I know theoretically there are a bunch of beautiful women. But I'm also a bit too realistic here probably. I'm 31, father of 3, soon divorced and sterilized and also don't want biological kids anymore. I'm probably a bit self-pity here, but how are the chances to find a woman that fits for that? Most of them in that age either don't want kids at all or if, then also biologically ones and not only stepkids. Also, moving to a complete other location won't be possible anymore because of 50-50 custody, so I'm captured in the area I am and don't want to be. Dang, alone the fact to think about it sucks so much. Redditor 4, a woman divorced with 3 kids has a much harder time trying to find a spouse than you, bro. Most men don't want to raise someone else's kids. It's sort of like you said. It's a F tish for some guys. But why she finds out she's just being used, she'll come to her senses and begin to lean on you for support. You stand a better chance to move forward and regain a new life. So don't let it get you down. Redditor follow up, agreed, men who have kids in their early 30s are way more in demand for a stable relationship than women the same age who have kids. Sure, they will find guys to love bomb them to get in their pants, but odds of finding the one are extremely low. People can hate this mentality all they want, but it's pretty standard, especially with dating apps and free validation. Don't sweat it, bro. Be a good dad for your kids. Don't communicate with her unless necessary, and your time will come. Also, never get back together with her. There will come a time, might be a year or might be 5, but she will do the "so are you dating anyone" type of testing. Just stonewall her. Do the standards, gym, eat right, focus on your career and building a life that you can get to where you don't have to have a partner to be happy. Redditor 5, my STBX started a relationship with a long time friend before she even told me she wanted a divorce. It ducking blows, because I had to hear how the new partner is comforting her about all the hard feelings she has about cheating on me, while me and our pets effectively suffer alone. A few things that helped me through this is, 1. This is insane and ducking evil. Like, usually people that are honest and treat other people well don't just bounce from one to the next. Likely your wife was moving on before she left, and didn't have the ducking gall to tell you, cause it's about her. 2. Usually these things don't end well. How much could one person grow and become a healthy and effective partner in that amount of time? I know it's a scary thought that they could work out, but these things usually highlight some deep character flaw or some sort of unhealthy dynamic that has already begun. Or that it's the reason the new relationship started. 3. Your ex was going to get a new relationship at some point. I know the timing is extra acid, but in a way you're ripping off this terrible band-aid right now. People go for a while, and then see their ex with someone new and it absolutely crashes them. It's actually something that's helping me get past my ex-wife.